It's been 2 months since Libyan rebels toppled Muammar Gaddafi and put that country on a path to democracy. Many of the fighters who helped create that change are still recovering from battle injuries, and a hospital near Boston is treating about 24 of them. It's the only hospital in the country providing that kind of care. Sasha Pfeiffer of member station WBUR visited the facility to check on their progress.
So, Marwan, can you hit the balloon back and forth to each other?
Handwritten signs in Arabic are hung in this physical therapy room at Spalding Hospital in Salem, Massachusetts, where several Libyan patients are getting rehab for their shoulders and hands and arms.
I'm losing his head.
American football.
All right, you guys, rest for a minute.
22-year-old Marwan Mahfoud is a former mechanic who says he drove supplies to the rebels. His fingers are crooked and extensively scarred, and some of his nails are just stubs. I asked him through a translator what happened. He says Muammar Gaddafi's militia smashed his fingers with the butt of a Kalashnikov rifle.
And after that, I got hit on my head and my legs. It was very painful and severe. It was open wounded, actually, and you can show the bones of my fingers.
5 months later, he still can't bend some of them. Now, Libya's National Transitional Council is paying for his and the other fighters' medical care. Ramzi Ben Rahal is 35 and has a long, fresh gash of a scar crisscrossing his upper arm and elbow. One word describes how it got there.
Gunshot.
By a sniper, he says.
Okay,
special sniper bullets. It has a chemicals inside it.
He's now being treated for nerve damage, and Spalding Hospital is trying to make him and the other Libyan patients feel more at home by providing Arabic television, a Muslim prayer room, and Middle Eastern foods like pita bread and olives. There are even small sticky notes with English words written on them scattered around the hospital to help the Libyan patients learn terms for common objects. Window, counter, table. For Ben Rahal, a former landscape architect, it's all a bit surreal.
I was a civilian, innocent, and actually, unfortunately, I turned it to be a fighter. I killed people, and I saw a lot of killed people around me. And now when I came here to the hospital, I'm starting to heal.
Heal both his body and his mind, he told me. One of the people helping him do that is Dr. Ryan Zacklin. Treating these Libyan patients, he says, has pushed him to ask himself a question. If we had a dictator here in the United States, would he pick up a machine gun with his neighbors and fight for what he felt was right?
I don't know the answer to that. Hopefully, I'll never need to know the answer to that. But certainly, I admire their courage and their bravery for standing up for what they believe in.
He says it startled him to realize that these were just regular guys with regular jobs whose lives suddenly turned upside down.
They're just like us. I mean, they have smartphones and they have laptops. They're on Facebook. They're very intelligent and very well educated.
And some of them, despite their injuries, are now having a quintessentially American experience, one that isn't all rehab all the time. Ben Rahal, for example, often straps a splint on his arm and heads out to explore the area.
I go outside by myself. I go to the mall.
He pulls a folded note out of his wallet that he says he gives to taxi drivers.
It has
Arabic on top, and then it says, North Shore Mall. I would like to go to the mall. Are you doing a lot of shopping?
A lot.
He smiles when he notes that, unlike in Libya, the only time he's been asked to show his identification here was when he tried to buy cigarettes.
Since I am here, no one asked me for any checkpoint or check my ID. In the opposite way, they are very helpful. They're asking me, if you need us, you need help, please call 911.
He also says he likes American restaurants, and he told me he thinks diversity in this country is effortless. From his vantage point, no one here seems to be treated differently because of their language or skin color. He also admires the U.S. political system. He describes it as advanced compared to Libya's.
In our culture, we say one thing about the American nation. You live your heaven in the earth, in the state.
Of the 22 Libyans who came to Spalding Hospital in late October, 16 are still there, and the rest are expected to be discharged by February. Most of them will return to Libya, although exactly what their futures hold is unclear, and even though many of them say they wish this could be their new home. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston.